Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Al Carter, licensed in June 1938 as Victor Kilo for London, Texas, went silent key back on May 27, 2014. Al was one of six children to Leslie and Edith Carter, who lived in Norman Park, Brisbane. He was first employed as office boy at Queensland Country Traders and managed to rise to the ranks of second in charge when the war started. In 1933, he'd saved enough money to homebrew his first valve radio. Then on the 23rd of the 6th, 1938, Al passed his certificate of proficiency to start a long life with amateur radio. He also joined the CMF, the Citizens Military Forces, in the same year. When the war started, he was called up as a radio operator and was posted to Cowan Cowan on Moreton Island. He was then posted to Thursday Island. He travelled from Thursday Island to Darwin, down the centre and up the east coast. Al and his great friend Peter Brown, VK4PJ, an ex-POW from the first action against the Japanese in New Britain, were instrumental in keeping many amateurs together through skeds on various bands throughout the years, but principally, more recently, on 40 metres each morning. Both were active members and office bearers of the WIA throughout their lives, as they both recognised that unity led to the achievement of objectives, just as in the armed forces. That sked by members of the club and others continues today, and Al's generosity was shown by donation of his equipment to be sold and monies to go to the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club Examination Fund.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
G'day, this is Peter, VK4EA, Secretary of the SEQATV Group. Our group is quite a bit small, but we are all dedicated to furthering the art of vision transmission. The club owns and operates a state-of-the-art digital ATV repeater, VK4RMG, it has a DVB-T output on 446.5 MHz and also features inputs on 23 centimetres digital, 23 centimetres FM and 13 centimetres FM. The repeater output is also streamed 24/7 from the British Amateur Television Club streaming facility, viewable from anywhere where there is an internet connection. Reports on received pictures are appreciated to the Secretary via email. And if you need a hand to view the content from the repeater, please get in touch. The VK4RMG repeater is not allowed to operate in beacon mode, which means there may not be a picture every second of the day. However, we do try and put up as much content as possible. There's a rough schedule we tried to stick to. From about 7pm on the Monday evenings, the Red Cliff and Districts Radio Club broadcast live from the club premises, and includes tech talks, meetings and general chit-chat. Tuesday, I'll try and do a few technical videos from several sources. Wednesday evening, 7:30, Peter VK4YAC, our net controller, broadcasts blast from the past while conducting a callback on the Redcliffe Radio Club 2-meter repeater. Thursday evenings, Brian VK4ABZ will be sharing his passion for space, his rebroadcasting from NASA TV and other space-related sources. And Friday evening from about 7pm, Arnold, our president, VK4SU, broadcast the latest edition of Ham Nation. And lastly, and hopefully a little more frequently, Sunday mornings from about 9am, I'll be broadcasting the WIA National News and Q News with a bit of a slideshow. It's a bit of an experiment. We'll see how it goes. Callbacks are welcome on 147.400MHz simplex. That is by no means a rigid programming schedule. Many of our members transmit material at any time. You may see NASA TV, Analogic, TX Nation, a bunch of other local productions. If you're curious, put out a shout on a national ATV liaison frequency, 147.400MHz simplex. And of course, if you're interested in ATV, we can help. Please look at our website, www.seqatv.org. And cheers for now. This has been Peter, VK4EA, on behalf of the South East Queensland Amateur Television Group.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.